Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Are you one of those people that uses a full body deodorant?
Yep.
Like Lumi, Mando, or Secret? Now, if so, you're part of a growing trend of people who, in addition to their armpits, want to keep their junk smelling fresh. And experts attribute this relatively new fad to something they call genital anxiety. Now, in case you're wondering, genital anxiety, it's defined as concerns about the appearance, smell, and function of one's genitals. Well, in that case, I would argue that everyone suffers from genital anxiety. If you even think there might be something wrong downstairs, we're usually pretty quick to address it. Last week, we brought you the story of a man who Googled what the odd white spot was on his penis. Well, Google said it was a wart. 14 months later, actual human doctors discovered that it was penile cancer. Yeah. And so he had part of his junk amputated. Meanwhile, a man in Thailand, Michael will have more on this story later, he was arrested for performing surgeries for penile enlargement, circumcision, pearl implantation, all of these surgeries, from the back seat of his 1995 Toyota Corolla. I hope you're sitting down because you're not going to believe this. He was unlicensed. And it's not just guys suffering a downstairs surprise. A woman was jet skiing, and then she flew off of the jet ski into midair. But when she landed, she didn't land on the water. She landed on the jet ski's handlebars. That's right. But she landed snuggle pocket first. And yeah, it did some damage. We'll share the gory details coming up. But first, just know that today we're talking about your family jewels. Whether it's the moisture missile or the panty hamster, today we're covering everybody because you got it downstairs and something has gone wrong. And even if it has not gone wrong, something has happened down there that made you very, very nervous. So today's question is...
Damn it.
What, panty hamster?
Yes.
Accidents, medical, or other. What happened to your downstairs area?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Rock. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hello, Patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,414. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Yeah.
4:30, Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing weird crap.
Oh, yeah.
You bring us three of those stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
I will say this. There's a general theme of fraud, deception, that kind of thing. But all three of these stories have been brought to us by our very own Mike Hawk in the last week or so.
All right.
But I feel like they deserve to compete because it's hard. Honestly, it's hard to tell which one sucks less.
So basically, the latest in Who Sucks.
The latest in Who Sucks, yes.
Ooh, can't wait.
The latest sucker too.
Programming note, if you haven't heard the news, we're now on YouTube. You can watch the show live. KISW Rock, do us a favor. Subscribe to our channel there. And if you would mind hitting the like button. Or as we say, smash the like burger.
That is correct.
Give us a big old like thumbs burger. Up so the people at YouTube know that you're there and you like this crap you're watching.
Mm.
Or listening to at home.
Put a thumb up that leg burger.
But either way, man, people are loving it so far. We get a lot of great comments, so thank you for those. One thing you should know is that there is a comment section within the YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to comment on the show, we've been reading them and bringing them up. So it's another way just to get in touch with the show. And if you have any questions or comments or anything else, you can leave them there for us on YouTube.
For example, Joe here on YouTube wants to know, how is everyone today? I'm fine.
I'm good.
Feel like I've rested up. Feel good.
You look better today than you did yesterday, brother.
Yeah, I was dragging a little bit.
Your eyes were like half closed through the whole show. I'm just like, God damn, man. I know you had a good time in Austin, but I'm like, it shows.
Yeah.
You look like one of those Charlie Brown characters when they draw the tired lines under the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that is precisely what you looked. I'm surprised you made it through the show. I was like,
I spent the bulk of Monday just in airports and airplanes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long day.
It is. But we got it done.
Well, wait a minute. So you flew from Austin back to Seattle, but what route did they take you from Austin to Seattle?
I was supposed to go Denver to San Jose, then here. But luckily, Denver, I stayed there an extra hour and just got a direct back here.
All right.
So it went not too bad.
Denver's the airport where they thought you were what, smuggling bombs? What were you doing? Why'd they swab your hand?
I don't remember. Was that Denver?
Yeah, it was Denver.
I don't know. But the TSA came up. I had never had this experience. And a lady walked up. Hi, sir. How are you? I'm great. How are you, man? And she's like, can I swab your hand? I was like, for what? She's like, I just need to swab your hand. I get it. They're doing the federal thing. But then again, as your average citizen, I'm just like, yeah, but why?
Because you looked like a terrorist at that point.
She said, we're swabbing your hand for bomb-making materials. Mm-hmm. And so my response, and remember, they don't have a sense of humor, but I was like, oh, thank God, I thought you were swabbing for drugs. And then there's just this hard look from like four or five TSA agents. Like, I'm not kidding, but seriously,
They did swab my mom once.
They swabbed your mom for bomb making.
She looks like a terrorist.
Your mom.
In the line, it's the same thing. I was like, I'm glad you're keeping her in line. And they did not find that funny.
I mean, look,
they
were
like, we have to do this to every number of passengers. I was like, oh no, she's definitely doing something bad. And the guy was like, stop.
It'd be like, look at her. Obviously. And look, I know you can't judge a book by its cover, but with your mom, you can.
Right. Yeah.
I would use her as a drug mule.
That's what I thought they were swabbing her for.
Because the truth is, I don't think she would do it voluntarily, but I am convinced that this sweet old lady would have no idea that I packed her suitcase full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just powdered sugar, lady. You're
that's
fine.
Right. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
And today on the question, we're going to talk about your downstairs area. And one thing we know for a fact, and we've talked about this for many years, is that when something goes wrong down there, there is an immediate, urgent reaction to the situation.
Always.
I've seen people that have what looks to be an alien growing out of the top of their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
They've had that hiatal hernia for 6 months, a year, 2 years. It keeps growing out.
Don't care.
They don't care.
Nope.
As long as it doesn't affect their downstairs, if there's no pain, they just don't care. They'll have the bump. It'll start growing. I swear to God, it looks like a penis growing out the top of your stomach.
That's something you're willing to weigh down.
Yeah.
If it's on your junk. I mean, look at soccer, right? You can take a penalty kick, whatever it is. Right? The only thing soccer players cover is their junk.
Oh, of course.
You don't want to get hit in the face by a soccer ball either. But given the choice, because you could go out there and cover your face, right? But given the choice of where the ball might go.
Well, you wouldn't be able to see where the ball goes.
It doesn't matter. 100, that is not why they're not covering their face. 100% of them cover their junk. And to me, that's very telling.
Right. And sometimes it's a medical issue.
Yeah.
You know, that you've had. Other times it's just an accident. Or as we will say in the question today, or other.
Or other, yeah.
But something happened down there that made you go, oh, man, this is not normal. This is not right.
This is urgent. Yeah. This is important to me.
And I know a lot of close family members that have been through those issues before. You know, just that I've had to deal with, that other people have had to deal with.
Sure.
But it's kind of crazy when I think a lot of it has to just do with pain. And I think for whatever reason, in that area down there, man, if you have pain, it's just more painful. It's more nagging. It is different than other pains that you have.
No other pain feels like that pain.
Exactly.
There's two things that feel different. Stubbing your toe and anything going on with your junk.
But that'll go away. I mean, yes, you might have a purple toe by the time it's all done. But the pain necessarily, every once in a while if you step wrong, whatever,
sure,
during the healing process. But when something's going on down there, whether it's every time you use the bathroom, anytime you go to bed, if you're a guy and you know, you have your nighttime things where, you know, something's going on down there, you
sure
get a little excited, the pain will come and wake you up depending on the situation.
I think even more than pain, man, is the appearance, right? Because you might not sense anything is wrong with your genitalia. Mm-hmm. But you go to take a shower, glance in the mirror, if you see anything, quote unquote, askew, I think you go into more in panic right mode than, like, Ted, you went to the doctor because you had a hair bump on your inner thigh.
It was right here.
But you did not know it was a hair bump.
Correct. And Miles isn't wrong. I literally, at the same time, had a hiatal hernia.
But you weren't.
But you didn't have one that was not visible.
Right. But I could feel it. I knew I was going to have surgery on it. But right. Then I had a, what I didn't know what it was. It was just this awful red bump that kept growing. Like right
above. Infected
above.
Hair, more than likely.
Yeah.
Right. But same thing. You're right. That one, before I even checked on the hernia, I went to a clinic and was just walked in, and it was like a. I was just like, I need to get this checked.
Yeah, right. Well, every time you touch those things, you get a sharp pain.
Yeah,
correct.
You know, so you don't know, is this like the beginning of herpes? Because but if herpes were, is also a sharp.
But
pain.
If it were anywhere else on your body, you could still say maybe it's herpes. But if it's on your wrist, you don't care. If it's near your junk, it is panic mode.
Yeah,
hence
right. Like,
keep
I've
the
had
hernia,
a cyst
get rid of the bump.
Right in the center of my chest. Right.
Yeah.
And same thing, like I woke up one day and it was massive, right? Kind of like the one you get on your butt.
On my ass, yeah.
And I was like, this is really awful. I didn't tell a soul.
Right.
And still waited 2 days.
Yeah.
But that the same thing when it happened near my junk, I was like, going to the clinic, got to see what's going on.
Sure. Same thing on my ass. Like, I don't really tell anyone, but there's a point, and I believe it was you, Ted, like, bro, you're just not sitting normal. And that's when I said, yeah, mm-hmm. I got this thing on my ass. It hurts so bad. But again, I waited, I think, 4 days before I finally went to the doctor. Yeah. Had it been in the different part of my mid-anatomy, I'd have been in the hospital that day.
Right.
I would have called out from work, man. Like, I'm not coming in. There's something growing on my D.
And you know, depending on, most of the time when stuff like this goes on, you try to keep it as in-house as possible.
Yes.
And you try not to tell anybody. But we do a radio show, and we do speak for a living. So I'll tell the story because it's ridiculous. But I was going through some stuff, and I just had really, really bad anxiety, you know, for probably 3 to 6 months, just going through some stuff at home, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I don't think at the time that I knew that I had herpes.
All
because
right.
I'd never had an outbreak before, right?
Is there any other way to find out?
Well, that's the first time. It was the first time it happened. And I did not know that. I did not know that I was.
But, like, no one would go to the hospital just say, can you see if I have herpes? I think anyone I know that has herpes, like, but you had the outbreak, and then you
But I also knew that I'd been with people who had. They told me that they weren't going through an outbreak, so typically it's a little bit more safe. I did use contraception and everything else, but that doesn't stop herpes.
No.
Herpes
stops herpes.
No, it doesn't. I mean, especially the base and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless you wrap that whole thing, testes and all,
right.
You know, you're not gonna cover everything where, you know, you can get it at the base of everything and everything.
Well, at that point, you're just wearing underwear, man.
So at the time, our general sales manager, we had a thing that we would do where once every month, once every few weeks, we would go out for what we called meat night, and we would sit at the bar, and we would go to a steakhouse, and we would not order any sides, none. We would drink, and we would get a steak. And that was it. Maybe we get candied bacon or something like that.
Sure.
That on the
menu. Say no potatoes or asparagus. Nothing.
Meat night is meat night. Oh. It's right there in the name.
Okay.
Meat night. We would go out and we would get meat. And we had been planning this night for like 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it was in the clear. She's not going out with anybody that night. You know, I've cleared my plans. We got meat night. We're going down to a steakhouse on Westlake.
Mm. Going to Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. And in the morning, I wake up, and I think I was living in Ballard at this time. I was living by myself, and I woke up in the morning. I'm like, something does not feel right.
Uh-huh.
And I get to work, and it's just burning. And I'm like, what in the hell? Because I had not been sexually active.
Yeah.
So, you know, I knew it wasn't something that I just got. So this is something that's completely different because I know damn well.
Now for something completely different.
I know I hadn't been laid. Yeah. It was on my mind. It was bothering me. And I come into work, man, and she's like, you ready for meat night? Ready for meat night? I'm like, yeah. So we get on the air, we're in the middle of the show, and now it's just fire. I mean, it is fire. So I called the outpatient clinic. I think there's one in Queen Anne that I could get into, like at, you know, 6:30, whatever the deal is. And so I walked into her office, and I said, hey, man, I said, I can't do tonight. I just can't do it. And she's like, oh, no. You're not doing this to me. No, you better have the best excuse I have ever heard in my life, or we're not canceling this. And I said, I'm having a herpes outbreak. And she's like, that is a great excuse.
That works.
Yeah. We'll do it another night. And I swear to God, so I went to the clinic, and they vouched for it. This was probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Oh, vouch for it, because otherwise it's a humble brag.
I did not know. That was my assumption. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on television. So I'm not, like, I was probably on WebMD or Googling, why does my penis burn like hell? You know, but that's what it was. And so I learned a couple things. And this is kind of weird. But so I get a prescription for Valtrex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Valtrex does not work while you're having a herpes outbreak.
But how long does an outbreak last?
It has to go away on its own.
But is there a general time frame?
I don't know. I've only had it once. So the thing about this is that with this medication, when you think that it's starting to happen, that is when you need to take it. Okay?
So they give you Valtrex, but don't take it while the outbreak's there.
Right.
Don't take it when it goes away.
You've got to be like a seer.
Take it when you think it's going to happen.
You can't just take it every day.
You've got to be a fortune teller. No.
Like I take that Allopurinol for gout.
Yeah.
But if you have gout, it won't do anything for you. So that's why you take it every day, like preemptive.
It's pretty well Z-Pack. And there's a big, you would hate it. I mean, these orange pills are huge. They are big. And I had that bottle in there for about 10 years. And then I, you know, in my bathroom. And I looked at it one day because I was like, what is this again? Oh, yeah. And it had expired like 9 years ago. So even if I had a situation where that has happened, and it hasn't happened since. And I've talked to my doctor about it. He's like, some people are not necessarily spreaders, but they can get it. And once they get it once, they just never really have it again. You still always have it.
But you won't have an outbreak again.
Correct. You won't have an outbreak. Now, that's not saying that I've got lucky enough where, you know, that won't happen
again.
Do they
re-up your prescription? I'd be like, just in case.
If I ask them.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
But I haven't had one, you know, in
over a decade. If you think you're going to have one. Like, crap, I should have gotten that prescription. That's my point.
You know, I probably could do one of our teledoc things we've got, or one of the features on our...
Just go through the app.
Yeah, go through the app.
Go through the app.
I could request it from my general practitioner.
Yeah.
He would probably be able to call one in for me. But then again, time is of the essence.
That's the issue.
That's what I mean. So they're going to give you a prescription, but even then, it's a matter of coordinating with whoever's going to fulfill it. They're not always timely, so to speak. And from the moment you think you're going to have an outbreak... how long do you have before you have a full-on outbreak? Is it like 24 hours?
I did not know it was coming on.
Right.
I mean, I woke up that morning. I was like, something's not right. But I didn't know what it was.
But by later that day, it was rocking
well,
and rolling.
Look, if I'd have been with someone a day or two before that, mm-hmm. then my mind would have started to spin. Like,
sure.
I would have been like, hey, look, I caught something. Mm-hmm. But when you're not with anyone and this happens to you, you know, you can't really
You are so lucky.
You can't do the math.
I didn't sleep with anyone.
Right.
And then I had a herpes outbreak.
It's very hard to logically.
And canceled meat night.
Logically work this through in your brain. As far as what is going on down there, you know?
And stress is unreal.
What
yeah, it? I mean, it's just for that.
It's immediate trigger. It probably Correct. Would bring on gout.
That's what I say. So besides all the food stuff, like once I was a little more careful and started using Purinol and everything, like saying that, going through something last year, and I was just like, how did I get gout? And the doctor's like, well, like you're saying, like yeah. with the herpes, he's like, it's just stress.
Like my body, thing, right? I was like, well, would you rather have gout or herpes?
If you have anxiety or stress,
I
guess gout.
I mean, I know you hate gout, but I'm just saying, and look, like you said, you've only had one outbreak, so in 55 years of life, not a bad ratio.
Right.
I've never had an outbreak.
But my body was like, my body was cold and clammy to the touch before this. Like I was tingly.
Yeah.
Like my body was not right from just stress and anxiety. I could feel. Like, I was pitting, and it was in the middle of winter.
Right.
For no reason, wearing a t-shirt in an apartment without a heater. You know, like, my body was not normal. So when this happened, I was like, uh-oh, is this more than just what's going on down there? Is this a bigger thing, or is this a bigger
not
issue?
Not just herpes, man. It's
exactly.
just herpes, Miles. Relax. Yeah, right. You're stressed.
This is great, though, herpes. To put on in your dating profile. Yeah. You know, enjoys herpes outbreaks and long walks in the woods.
Don't stress me out because I will get herpes.
But also, again, it just sucks because you hadn't been active and yet that's when it happened.
But that's what makes this funny.
Right. Say, like, with the gout, like, I mean, if I go out and eat a bunch of shellfish and red meat and drink a rack of beer,
sure.
That's like, all right, not shocked how I get it.
But you earned it,
Castle,
and you enjoyed
Castle,
getting it.
Right. What Castle called that. So I moved into this place. It was pretty wretchedy, but I just needed to get out. And he called it the sad pad, I think.
Yeah, the sad pad. That
sad
was the
pad.
Name.
I lived in the sad pad, and that's when this went down. So
it certainly wasn't a stabbing.
So I'm in there, like, but it's all, you know, temporary furniture and everything else. I'm thinking to myself, did I get bed bugs or did I get
spider bite?
Yeah, like, is what else could this possibly be?
Relax. It's just herpes.
Right, exactly. Like,
there's nothing living on your mattress, sir. Mm-hmm. Just herpes.
I will give you this. The weird thing was, when I went to the clinic, all right, the woman is holding the package there, and she's moving it all around. I'm just like, I still haven't had anyone touch me there in a long time.
Did you tell her this?
I did not.
You know,
I was just really trying to.
I haven't had anyone touch me here in a while.
I was almost to the point where I wasn't listening because I was trying to think about other things.
Like a three-eyed dog sniffing your ass.
So she's telling me all these things about my junk, but she's not letting go of my junk. She still has it. I think I told you this.
Yeah.
She still has it in her hand, and she's holding it the entire time she's telling me what to do. She won't let go of it. And I'm just like, you want to let go of it now? This is a little bit.
Is it like a Trump handshake?
She
like
was
once
just
he
holding
makes contact,
it.
He's
she
just
was just
not
holding
letting go.
It. I'm like, man, man, don't do that. Like, I was just like, God, I just don't need one more embarrassing thing to go on in my life. I just told my boss I have herpes.
Like, I need you to let go of my penis,
like an hour ago. You know, like this is living hell. Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the men's room.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday going down December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Woo! All-star lineup, Brent Smith and our buddy Zach Myers from Shinedown fame will be on stage, along with the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. Now, the tickets are on sale now, but just announced today, you can get Unwrapped tickets for as low as $55.
That's right. We opened up more seats.
That's right. At KISW.com. Our question, accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hola. Hola.
So, picture this. I'm a 13-year-old boy riding around on my mongoose bike, having lots of fun. All of a sudden, this tiny little barky thing of a dog decides to jump out in front of me. Well, I'm not going to run it over as much as I probably should have, because, well, I crashed my bike, and then my boys went into the handlebars.
And that's exactly what the dog was hoping would happen.
Yes, I know. It was a menace. We all hated it.
What kind of dog was it?
It was some sort of mixed, yappy little spawn of Satan.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with those. So is that the only time you racked yourself on a bike? Because that's one thing I never understood about boys and girls' bikes back in the day, right? The boys had the big bar.
Right.
And the girls did. And ladies, I understand the panty hamster can also get damaged. It's not that. It's just the point where when you were a young man riding a bike, your feet slip off pedals, whatever, right? But you always smashed your jewels on the bar. And for the life of me, as a child, I'm like, why is it here? I do it.
Right.
My friends
do it.
Seems
like it should be the reverse.
Absolutely,
the guy should have the extra room.
Or
everybody.
Just get rid of it altogether. I never understood that. And I remember asking my father probably like the 15th time I'd crush my nuts on that thing. And he's like, I don't know.
No.
Like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Maybe the frame was more sturdy.
Was more sturdy. But again, you're talking about a bike for kids that cannot possibly be over the age of like 10.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's just the way it was. It was a boys and a girl's bike.
A girl's bike. Now they all seem pretty standard, but man, like everyone I knew, like all you did was smash your nuts on that thing. If you rode your bike, it was going to happen, inevitably.
Well, that and then, like he's talking about a mongoose bike, right? So I remember my brother had one. It was like a massive deal.
Oh, they're huge.
And then remember you could put pegs on them.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to ride around. Sometimes you'd stand on those back pegs, but same thing. Like if the guy driving stops or anything, like you're just lined up with the seat.
God, that is so painful too, man.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
After the first time my son saw me, got my nuts crushed, he headbutted me. He's like 3 years old. We're wrestling on the bed, all right? So inadvertently headbutts me, and I go down in flames. So I'm curled up, fetal position, on the floor. I started on the bed, and so I can't explain it. Like, this is not good enough. So I'm on the floor, and I remember his little head pokes over, and he's like, Dad, are you okay? And I said, dude, I'm fine. Listen, I said, there's no way to explain what's going on, but as a guarantee in your life, you're going to find out. I forgot all about this. Fast forward about 5 years, playing basketball in gym class. I see him after school. I'm like, how was your day? And you can tell maybe some dried tears or something. You know, how was your day, man? And he's like, we were in gym class at a basketball. Hit me in my privacy, which is what he used to call it. I'm like, oh, yeah? I'm like, what happened, man? He's like, I just dropped to the ground. Like, I couldn't control it. I said, okay, remember when you headbutted me and it all came back? He's like,
he remembered it.
Yes. He's like, that's what, because to him, it was traumatic. He'd never seen his dad collapse in pain. So I understand it. So it really stuck with him more than I thought it might. But it all came back to him. He's like, oh, I go, right. So I have good and bad news. The good news is now you know how to explain it. The bad news, and this is two parts. One, it will happen again, no matter what you do. And trust me, you're going to protect these things as best you can for the rest of your life. It's still going to happen. And no matter how old you get, the pain feels exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't think this is
not something you age out of and you're just like, oh, I'm tough now. I'm like, it feels exactly the freaking same.
I shouldn't say this, but since we've been here
for Micah, bro,
20 years, I've not taken a shot. I have not taken a shot down there.
The only one I've taken was from my kid. Seriously, in the 20 years we've been here, the only one I've taken, because you get older and a little wiser and a little less active, I guess, but was the inadvertent headbutt from a child, and I made a mental note of that. I played with them a little different after that, but other than that, it hasn't happened, and I plan to keep it that way.
Well, you talked about a penalty kick in soccer, how all the guys cover their junk. When we had the foul balls, the softball
team,
going around playing, I'm a decent baseball player.
Sure.
I would not play the infield. I mean, just on the guard.
The thing, just skipping off the ground.
Just to guard my body, just to make sure that I wouldn't take one to the nads. I was like, all right, man, put me in right field. Put me left. I'm fine out there. I do not need to get hit with a ball flying at 95 miles an hour. My head, my junk. Anywhere.
I'm not worried about my head. It was just a junk.
Well, I mean, look, I'm with you, but I had to sit on the hot corner at third base every game because nobody else could field, and you're out in the outfield.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't want to take that shot to the boys.
But, I mean, between us and the guy that organized the team, we're probably the best fielders.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
I will say, playing. And look, not everybody has the same equipment, but playing in public, right? I haven't done it for a little bit, but somebody went to clear a ball, and I was playing. This is soccer. It's half field, 7v7.
Yeah.
But I'm like the striker, so I'm up front, right? So they're trying to clear it. I'm kind of trying to put pressure on them, and they clear it. It goes straight to my junk. And I don't know what the sound was I let out. And then I'm just on the ground, curled up. You hear the ref blow the whistle real quick. And, you know, you can just hear people like, you okay, man?
Right.
Yeah, give me a second. Right. And then I get up, kind of walk over to the sideline. I'm back down on one knee in this one. Because it's co-ed, all different shapes and sizes. And she just goes, I don't have one, but that looked like it hurt.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
it hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hola.
Hola. So about a few years back, got out of a marriage, took a couple years, got myself in shape before I hit the dating market again. Once I do so, one little time I'm taking a leak and I go and I didn't tuck it all the way back in the flap and I go to zip up. Mm-hmm. Well, it yanks about an inch and a half right up the top of the shaft.
Yep.
So when it goes to heal, it turns into about a $1/2 size scab. And I got about 7 partners on the roster at the time.
Damn. And,
hey, man, I was vicious. So I'm trying to like figure out how I'm going to explain this because I got this gnarly looking scab dead center on the junk. And basically, lights were off, all of it.
That was it. So you were still getting laid. You just made it a point to turn off the lights.
Yes, sir.
But didn't that break the scab? I zipped my junk once. I won't go through the whole story, but I didn't end up with a scab that big, but it does scab up. And then as a guy, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to wake up with an erection, right? It's just what your body does in your sleep. But it would break it open every morning.
Every time.
It was so annoying because I'm like, look, this is not, you know, you tell kids, quit picking at a scab. Stop scratching the cut, right? You'll open it back up. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah.
I am leaving my penis alone, which I am not known to do. But in this instance, I did. But every morning, this thing will rip back open. Little bit of blood again. It, the healing process sucks.
Yeah, and if you go to sleep with boxers on, then it ends up drying to the blood, ends up drying to the boxers.
Yeah.
And then you got to, like, pull it back off, and it rips again, and it's just. But, yeah, when I was zipping up, man, I'm not soft and gentle about it. I zip quick and get back to what I'm doing. So when I hit it, man, it was, yeah, it went all the way. And then you got to unzip, and it was still stuck in there.
Yes. I have to say, the unzipping is worse than the zip, because the zip you didn't anticipate, and no one zipped.
Think about if you accidentally just zip your shirt in a jacket.
But no one.
How hard it is to get that zipper unstuck.
But nobody zips slowly. When you zip up your pants, you just zip up your pants. You're not thinking, oh, man, look out for my D. So when you do it, like, it's happened. By the time you feel the pain, the deal is done. But the problem is unzipping it. Now you know to anticipate the pain. Mm-hmm. And so you just stare at this thing for like a good 45 seconds before you go, like, it's like pulling the Band-Aid off, Dave.
Yeah.
You just got it, like, here we go. And it sucks.
My buddy, right, I've told this story, but years ago we're in Baltimore, we're messing around. He was super strong. And you know how, like, when you're in early 20s, you get drunk, you wrestle?
Yeah.
He picked me up from the back of my shorts and my underwear. How he did it to this day, I don't know. But my underwear snapped. So then I just had these two, like, scabs on the bottom.
On the inside of your thigh, like underneath your...
Under the bottom of the satchel.
Yeah.
They were actually on the satchel?
Yes. So that's when, like, I'd go into work. Like, I couldn't sit. Like, walking around, it was fine. But if you tried to sit down, you had to, like, adjust.
Yes.
And sit down because it hurt so bad.
Did the temperature affect? Because we're talking about you wake up with an erection and it reopens whatever cut you got, right? So,
like, oh,
if you go from hot to cold... Right, your satchel's bouncing up and down, depending on the temperature. You get in the shower, and suddenly, you know, they're 8 inches longer than they were. Did that break it open?
The main thing I remember is, like, you ever had, like, a little patch of, like, road rash or something?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's so much pressure, this underwear just snaps. So it was like that. So, like, once they had scabbed up, it was okay. But the first couple of days, it was awful.
I just remember twice in the last 20 years.
That you got?
That I have.
All right.
So, typically only ride
How do you forget?
Because it's, for whatever reason, it just triggered my brain.
You try not to think about it.
That's true.
It's in the summertime. It's when I normally ride my scooter.
Yeah.
I hit a pothole.
Mm.
And my boys must have been on the seat. And it also happened to me on the bus. You just don't think
about it. On the bus?
Well, they're down on the seat.
Right.
So the bus hits a bump, and it just goes ding, ding, ding. And you're like...
Did you make any noise?
I mean, it's that silent scream of the pain is so bad you can't even get a scream out. It's almost like you're inhaling as you do it. Accident, medical or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK. I remember because I was just like, I just got to play it cool because it's a packed bus. I'm wondering, like, plus you can't really man spread
when
it's a packed bus. So I got my legs real close together, so it ding. You're like, Jesus, God.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Ahoy!
Hola!
Hey, real quick, can you guys hear me? I got you in my headphones.
Yeah,
we got you.
Okay, cool. So what happened to my downstairs area was I was on my mountain bike, and I went off a pretty big jump and was going way too fast, landed, and went over the handlebars just like the previous caller. But my handlebars turned sideways, and they ripped my satchel open.
So you're basically saying is your wheel turned 90 degrees. You now have the handlebar pointed straight at your junk.
Yep, it ripped it open. I crashed and burned, and I just looked down, and I got shorts on.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, now we lost you.
And he's fading. I think we got the gist. How old did he say he was when he did that? Anyone catch?
Well, the weird thing, I had a vasectomy, so I've seen what the inside looks like.
Yeah, but at least that's surgically...
It doesn't change the trauma.
It doesn't change the trauma. I mean,
it doesn't change what your mind is thinking.
Sure, but at least you knew what you were getting into.
God.
I've seen behind the curtain.
Yes.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
And you can really see in there. I mean, you can see everything.
Does it look what we pretty much expect? Or, like, what surprised you most when you looked at it and said, this is the inside of my...
Did you see the twins in there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Mr. Peanut?
Because you got to remember, they're taking the vas deferens on the bottom end.
Right.
And then they cut it, and then they either cauterize it or they tie it. So in my instance, they tied it. So they're pulling from the bottom, which is no pain at all. What you need to know about your boys is that from the bottom side of it, there is no nerve pain. It's all coming. That's why it feels like it's going up into your stomach.
Yeah.
Now, when they pull the top down.
Oh.
Hello.
That's when you go, oh, God. And you feel the same feeling as if you got racked.
Yeah.
But you don't feel it from the bottom at all.
No. That's why you can pinch the purse and it doesn't do anything.
Correct. But it's all the purse. But all that stuff just feels like it's like a super highway into your stomach.
That explains it. Because you're right. You get hit in the balls, and inevitably, like, you're holding your stomach.
Yeah.
You really hold your actual joint.
You're not worried about the downstairs. You're worried about your gut.
Yeah.
At that point.
I definitely have puked before doing it.
Just getting hit that hard.
Well, yeah. Like, in football, you're not really supposed to knock over the center on a punt.
Yeah.
It's kind of cheap, and you shouldn't do it. So I was doing it at practice, having fun.
Being a D.
Basically. And the center finally just was smart enough, as I was going over him, to tug me down and put his knee up.
Oh!
Yeah, I just stood up and puked. It was, and I was like, and even the coach was like, you've done it 5 times in a row.
Right, you earned it.
Nobody feels bad for you.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, Mike, now that I say that out loud, I was just being a D to be a D.
Yeah.
It's the football field, man. That's what you do.
Right. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Love you guys. Anyway, so my story is, I guess I kept on giving my whole life. But I was 10 years old, and I was playing chicken out on the playground, and a lot of people play that from the monkey bars, hanging. We played it from a balancing beam, standing on top of said beam, and I lost, and I went and went down, as you can imagine, and actually had to have one removed.
What?
And have been out, and have had many stories bred from that situation.
At 10 years old.
10 years old. Yeah,
how long
that attached to it?
Was that more traumatic or less traumatic? Because you know you have one, you know you care about it, but you don't know its special purpose, you don't know everything that it's capable of yet. So
100%. That's exactly what I tell people. Actually, is like I wasn't that attached to it yet. It wasn't that big of a deal to me at that time. I didn't realize until really high school that, you know, having just...
Yeah, look, when you're a kid, you just say, hey, you might as well cut your arm. You know, you go, oh my God, this thing happened. As an adult, you're like, no, it is so much more than the physical part.
Is one side of your boys down there looking like a flappy piece of chicken skin?
I think they did a pretty good job.
Did they put in a fake ping pong ball or anything?
The other one, though, is grown. Yeah, the other one, though, like basically took the place, I guess, of the other one. So, like, I don't have to have, like, testosterone replacement or anything.
All right, now, let me ask you this, though. So, you're 10 years old. You hit the balance beam. Obviously, you've crushed your satchel. How long does it take for people to reach the conclusion that you need to go to the hospital? Because you guys get hit in the junk all the time. So how long were they like, oh, my God, man?
It was a long time in the nurse's office. I remember them arguing amongst themselves as to, I just wanted to take my pants down and show them what was wrong.
Look at
So wait, did they not let you do that?
Correct. Not at first. Yeah. Okay. It took quite a few minutes to get to that point. And then immediately at that point, it was like, call an ambulance.
Damn. So you had to convince them to let them actually look. And then as soon as you showed them the evidence, they're like, dear God, get this boy an ambulance.
There's something.
I wasn't convincing them or anything, but like they were like physically stopping me. I was just like, I was trying to, it's a bad look. I don't care, just look.
But what did it look like that they, I mean, was it swollen? Was it bleeding? Was something blowing out of there or what?
Yeah, it was basically ruptured.
At
that point, it was swollen.
When you hurt yourself down there, like I had a bad situation. So, I don't know what was in my ass. I decided I was going to take CrossFit, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is probably about but I'm doing things I normally don't do. So, there's this thing called dumbbell lunges, okay? And you put your foot forward as far as you can. You lunge down on that. You pick yourself up. You take another step. You do it again.
Right.
I felt a pop. And I was like, what is that? I had also had a vasectomy. What ended up happening was, my vas deferens, where that suture point was, separated. Okay, I didn't know if I popped a hernia. I didn't know what I did. I didn't understand. I just knew
it's
something down there exploded. Right.
Right.
So I go to the doctor and they tie that thing back up, which is not good because I basically had to have a surgery on this thing.
How long did it take them to figure out that that's what had happened? Because you go in to say something popped in my penis.
They were going to open it up and look in there because the swelling was so bad. They also needed to drain the swelling, but. I came to work the next day, okay?
Idiot.
And I got like this just purple baseball.
It was jet black.
And I could not show everybody.
I was the only one that didn't see that because I remember.
I just walked in her castle. Look at this, man.
But it was already out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the thing. You didn't have a choice. To look what you're saying.
You didn't have a choice.
There's this jet black massive testicle.
Check this out. Can you believe this?
No.
That's what it was. I remember I came in. It had to be on my late day because I came in and everybody was talking about how they had seen Miles' testicles.
Yeah. You're not piecing together what's going on.
Because you had clearly.
But yeah. they did the procedure. Yeah, no shame, like, I swear to God. Whatsoever. They did that procedure, and I swear to God, about 45 seconds.
Really?
It was look at this. It was fast. I was like, I thought I was going to be in there for like hours.
Dude, look at my set.
Open it up.
Jesus, man.
I told you, man. I was like, look at this thing.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
That's my lunch is sitting on my desk.
It was nasty.
Cool.
It's a meatball sub.
You got a rotten egg.
A meatball sub from Razzie's. Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.